can you describe what you see in front of us?
You know, a lot of concrete with two very large guns standing atop them.
What does it look like from the other side?
It looks like nothing. The designers and planners of this fortification and the other forts at Fort Warden and Fort Flagler wanted them to be hidden from enemy vessels trying to enter the Puget Sound. You know, the three of them in combination form this kind of triangle, which has come to be called the Triangle of Fire.
Hey, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect. And I went out recently to Fort Casey on Whidbey Island with a guy named Sam Watipka. He works for the state parks, and he explained how these three massive forts were built in the 1890s to protect Puget Sound from invading ships. We made our way up through cramped concrete rooms where they used to store these 600-pound metal shells. Sam compared them to huge beer kegs flung at 1,500 miles per hour.
So we're emerging from...
The bowels, yes.
To, well, gosh, how would you describe what we're standing near?
It's really an impressive sight. I think, you know, it's certainly the main attraction at Fort Casey. This is one of two 10-inch guns that we have, 10-inch disappearing guns, I should say. And they're the only two of their type left in the entire world. This was kind of one of the central innovations of coast defense fortifications from this period, is that, you know, they would be hidden from view. They weren't always up. The one we're looking at is in the up position, but, you know, mostly they were held in the down position behind the walls of the fort. And, you know, they would raise and fire, and the recoil pushed the gun back down into the down position. And, you know, if you were sitting in a ship out in the water, you would be looking at a wall of earth.
And then from the ship's point of view, this gun pops up, lobs one of those 600-pound beer kegs at you, and then disappears before you can fire back.
That was the theory.
Is it okay if I climb up there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got ladders for that.
It feels like I shouldn't be allowed to do this, but I'm going to take your word for it.
I'll come up the other side.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you could see they really have literally a commanding view of the inlet. I'm going to give this a little knock. It might not make any noise at all, but here we go. Yeah, it's so solid. It's not like it gives a little ring when you tap on the barrel of this massive gun. It just sounds like you're tapping on a mountain.
You could go out there and take a look inside of it, too.
Oh, really?
That actually might be worth doing.
Oh, cool. So I'm just going to stick my mic in this thing. Hello? How many battles were fought here at Fort Casey?
Zero.
Why not?
Well, you know, technology just kept advancing very rapidly, in fact. You know, when these were built, they didn't really give much thought to the idea that, you know, much more powerful guns could eventually be mounted to and accurately fired from ships. In 1903, the Wright brothers had their first successful test flight. You know, by World War I, those were being used in battle. It takes a long time to build something like this. I mean, it really took, you know, a good decade of labor before all three forts were fully complete. And by that point, you know, the situation in the world had really changed a lot.
The Triangle of Fire was built to protect against threats like the Spanish Armada. By World War I, the forts were brand new and already white elephants.
What we've arrived at is really this story of technology and how change, you know, can happen very rapidly and suddenly make huge investments obsolete.
Well, not completely obsolete. Those forts are all parks now. Kids scramble around the darkened bunkers in what Sam Watipka calls the state's biggest play structures. Today on Sound Effect, our theme is playing defense, stories of protecting our turf.